Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
An update for Kia's medium-sized Sportage SUV this week, the Korean company's second bestseller here and in one of the fastest-growing market segments. Only small changes visually, but under the skin, big improvements in ride and handling. Local suspension guru Graham Gambold has really worked his magic, and a long country drive on rough-sealed and unsealed roads showed up many improvements. The Kia Sportage comes in four trim levels, a choice of three engines depending on model, 2-litre and 2.4-litre petrol and 2-litre diesel, and also, depending on model, a choice of front or all-wheel drive. Diesel variants now get an 8-speed automatic, petrol models retaining a 6-speed. I drove an all-wheel drive Sportage diesel over some very poor roads. It excelled, aided by a sharper steering rack. The 8-speed gearbox has also improved performance and response. Prices have risen marginally and start from $29,990 drive away. This gives you the entry 2-litre SI 6-speed automatic. This 114kW petrol engine lacks a little sparkle, best described as adequate, but where this entry model excels is in equipment. Very comprehensive, now including autonomous emergency braking with forward collision warning. You also get lane keep assist, cruise control, a 7-inch colour touchscreen, dual zone climate control with rear air vents, 17-inch alloy wheels, Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and automatic headlights and windscreen wipers. I'm David Berthon.